Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Amen.
Amen.
Mukama abawe omukisa.
May God bless you.
We are so okutulangirira kenda.
He first proclaimed on us for before.
Tusaba agonyweze eri obulamu bwaffe.
We request him strengthen it on our lives.
Mbuliza ku muganda wo.
You greet of your brethren.
Era mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebyo ebiva eri Katonda kitaffe.
Those which come from God the Father.
Omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit. Tell them thank you for committing yourselves. For in seasons like this, God wants those who move in Malachi chapter 2. And the verse
7.
Tell them to read there and they know what it says. Tell them God in seasons like this. Wants those who move in Malachi chapter 2, verse 7. And it says what? They read for us, we hear.
Malachi chapter 2,
verse 7.
Malachi 2, verse
7.
Kubanga emimwa gya kabona gyandinywezezza okumanya, era bandinoonyeza amateeka mu kamwa ke. Kubanga ye mubaka wa Mukama weje.
Yes, you
praise video. Jesus much.
Katusubire ozokubera odo kuongera kubera mubaka wa Katonda.
Let's expect you've come to move on, become an ambassador of God.
Kabona wa Katonda.
And to be a priest of God.
Ayanga mande mwaje akabona.
But he said the mouth of the priest.
Yandi nywezezo kumanya.
Ought to have held knowledge.
Era abantu bandizinga okunona amateeka okuva mu kamwa ka kabona.
People have come to get the laws from the mouth of the priest.
Kubanga ye mubaka wa Katonda ku nsi.
Ambassador of God on the world.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tokirizibwa kubeera kabona.
You're not acceptable to be a priest.
Okujjako ngoma z'okunyweza okumanya.
Except when you've held knowledge.
Tokirizibwa kubeera musumba newankubadde nabbi.
Not accepted to be a prophet nor the pastor.
Newankubadde omutume.
Not even an apostle.
Newankubadde omubuulizi bw'enjiri.
Neither an evangelist.
Newankubadde omuyimbi.
Neither a musician.
Newankubadde omukozi w'ebyamagero.
Neither a work of miracles.
Obubonero.
Obuweereza
bwonna obwa Katonda.
Every ministration of God.
Tolina kumanya.
And you don't have knowledge.
Kubanga agamu koseya nyamukaga.
Hosea 4:6.
Noko kiranga agamu.
Down and he said.
Kubanga era abantu bazikirwa okubula okumanya.
People are destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Nagamba naye kubanga oboganya okumanya.
See, because you've rejected knowledge.
Na wakuganya okubera kabona.
He's rejected you to be his priest.
Shotosobola kubera mishumba.
You can't be a pastor.
Niwankubadde nabbi.
Neither a prophet.
Niwankubadde omutume.
Not even an apostle.
Niwankubadde omubuulizi
w'enjiri. Not a work of preacher.
Oba omusomesa.
Neither a teacher.
Niwankubadde omukozi w'ebyamagero.
Neither a work of miracle.
Oba omuyimbi.
Or a musician.
Ngebirawo byonna eby'omwoyo webiri.
All gifts of the Spirit are
bishop,
bishop or a deacon, and you have no knowledge, not worthy to be a priest. Because you are an ambassador of God, what ambassador has no knowledge? You are like this. Who is that?
No, a from Baka. Why? Ani, yani, onorubuama.
This man, this drama actor, comedian. Now he's the one who is representing the people in parliament. But a one without in things of the world. You get members of parliament without knowledge, see what they do.
Now you
look, you're an ambassador of God, the parliament of God on the world. And you reason things without knowledge. And you speak things like those. And you sleep in the parliament. Come in the parliament, we give suggestions of the things of God. Others you think of sleeping. Others think of asking cars of 600
million.
Yet there are people who are refugees.
Form
of a pastor, you need a car worth 700 million.
What
pastor are you when the sheep of God are suffering? But let me leave that. We are going in the call of the nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's go in the call of the nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on with the call and the covenant and the glory of God on our nation of Uganda. in this era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we want to thank God given us His Spirit and His holy angels to move on, uphold us as we release this call, and they help many to understand in this word. Praise Jesus much. Now we still move on with the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC,
and
just as they marked in the Bible, in the history, even prophecies released in the AD. Praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God to move on, reach unto you the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on the Israel in the era of BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God's worldwide promised call on the nation of Uganda, and it's the work of God, the final work on the planet Earth, and it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And it's the revival, the greatest and the last on the planet Earth that God's been promising all nations.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
It
was put in that heading, the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And these God revealed them in the Bible,
or
we marked them in the Bible, in the history, even in prophecies released in the AD.
Now,
still handle one of the three. We still have to see the call as we first saw, and as we've been seeing, and we have to see the covenant,
and
after we see the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC.
But we
still move on to see the call of God on the nation of Uganda as it was marked in the Bible, in the history, even in prophecies released in the AD. But remember, we first saw the call of God on the nation of Uganda as it was marked in the Bible.
And
God promises Israel to get a new nation to serve Him.
Then,
and then we next saw the call of God on the nation of Uganda,
has
been marking it in the history,
was
spoken most by the European explorers in their book entitled My African Journey, in where they searched much for the source of the Holy River, the father of all rivers, the River Nile, the longest in the world. And they said,
place
they went to seek and they had hope of a great revival. Now those history, we saw them, began on the prophecies, and we see the call of God on the nation of Uganda as He showed it to His prophets in this era of AD. We ended up with the examples.
Australian vision on Uganda.
We are to see the Australian vision on Uganda, the vision of the Australian men, unto the nation of Uganda. Prophet Wilhelm Wurtzel and Emil Klein. And they said God has put his base in this nation. And it's basic in Uganda to do his final work. He said after we finish explaining that vision, we shall also move on to see the prophecy on the nation of Uganda in the book known as Egwanga Masanganzira through the Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain
in
Uganda
and
the World Trumpet Mission. But we still move on and we see the call of God on the nation of Uganda as it's passed it through his prophets in the era of AD. And we still get explained of the Australian vision
onto
the nation of Uganda. It was put in the New Vision newspaper in the 1992. On the Saturday, it was the 14th in the November. But we singled out four issues. Those we are getting explained in that vision.
And
the first issue was finished last time. That issue, where we were told that Uganda is a blessed country. That God is right here in Uganda.
He's
basing in Uganda to do his final work on the planet Earth. We got explained of that issue. And
we've
given much Matthew 13 initially, from verses 9 to down. And they say we're given as a nation of Uganda the blessing above all blessings, blessing of knowing the secret of the kingdom of heaven, even to proclaim them to other nations. We discovered that that blessing births many other blessings, the sons of the blessings, those shown in the Matthew 5. Even the sons of the blessings, those shown in Matthew 5, and the birth grandchildren, the blessings, grandchildren of blessings, those marked in Deuteronomy 28. Praise Jesus much.
So
now thus we saw our blessing of revealing those secrets which were hidden, those which were not brought in the light of understanding, as he promised in Luke 8, saying 16 unto
18,
that was concealed which will not be brought in understanding, everything hidden will be revealed.
In
some of the scriptures like Daniel 12, where all prophets were warming up, all secrets which had remained appeared in prophets in all Bible, and they were to be revealed in the latter days in the God's final work on the planet Earth. Basis in this our nation Uganda,
to
move the entire world, and prophets are waiting. Both they can be given in prophecies right from the book of Genesis into the book of Revelation. They are all fulfilled in our generation, and we've been given that blessing as the nation of Uganda to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
And
we first take the blessing of knowing and understanding them in the name of Jesus. This day we look to the second point.
According
to the Australian vision on Uganda,
as
written in the New Vision newspaper in 1992, on the Saturday, it was the 14th of November, through the prophet Wilhelm Wurtzel and Emil Klein.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They have a second point they spoke of. They said the man to head the last work of God on the planet Earth,
to
Uganda, part of Africa, that man is like Prophet Elijah, is like Prophet Moses, and just like King David.
And
this day we looked at the issue. Why is that man
made
head God's final work on the planet Earth,
basing
in Uganda? Why is he meant to be like Prophet Elijah? And
he's
meant to be like Prophet Moses. And meant to be like
Daudi.
King David.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Here is where you'll understand
who
meant to head this call. Even though all as Ugandans we called to lead all our brethren
in
God's final work on the world, even friends of Uganda have been called, all those loving God in the entire world
to
join on this work.
Even
we given a person to lead us.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. We are given a person to lead us. And one of what failed these men,
Australia,
the Australian man,
Nabi Wilhelm Watzel,
Prophet Wilhelm Watzel, and Emil Klein,
to
remain on this work, taking it on in Uganda.
It
came for the failed dress. The wire is that person. One of the last fourth reasons where we shall explain why they failed.
The
person they were looking for was still young, and they knew him as a leader meant to be with a ministry which is powerful. Now, where they thought him was like that,
knew,
and if they never traced that person, first they came in Uganda and there were many people, those who had arisen as prophets and pastors, even apostles,
in
all different gifts, those marked in the Bible.
But
qualities they looked to the person they looked for, and they had not spotted who had them. But they marked, showed us that that person meant to head God's work, the final work on planet Earth, facing in Uganda, part of Africa, is meant to be like Prophet Elijah,
Nabi Musa,
Prophet Moses, and just as King David.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we want to ask ourselves, why is he meant to be like those? And how shall we get to know him? Now we first to get to handle the fast. Why is he like Elijah? Why is that man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth,
raising
in Uganda?
He's
like Prophet Elijah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We want to
discover that reason first.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ.
But
just as we first heard, many have attached themselves in leading this work, yet they are not the ones. But the one way to discover them, of discovering the rightful one, is that we go discover qualities of the one meant to lead us, to say that let's first answer and get explained why that man is meant to be like Elijah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Maybe first of all, that man is meant to be like Elijah and is come from any place they can never realize. And they said, Elijah the Tishbite, they cannot locate his origin, but he's been there.
So
the tribe of Judah, where does he fall? Who are the Tishbites?
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
I know Kubanga have meant
to have come from outside their system. One of the first reasons why that man made, God's work in the nation of Uganda, the final on the planet Earth, is Elijah. One of them is a Tishbite. For example, most say they have come from the tribe of Judah,
Benjamin,
others Benjamin and others, but Elijah was the Tishbite. That's all. He came from which system? God
abruptly
chose him. They didn't know his origin. They saw him said he's a Tishbite. When he searched of all tribes of the prophets, Tishbites were not there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you discover that man wasn't raised in any systems existing of the church. He must have just abruptly fallen on them. It is chosen from where they least expect him. Let's first read of that issue. You think he was coming from where?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's first read of him here. In the Kings. You don't know of that. First Kings.
Basekabaka ekisoka esula ya 10 na musanvu nnyo olisoka.
First Kings chapter 17 from verse 1.
Awo Eliya omutisubi eyali kwaba abatula egireyadi n'agamba Akabunti, Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri nga bwali omulamu gwenyimira masoge tewabenga musulo ne wankubadde enkuba mu myaka gino wabula ng'ekigambo kyange bwe kiri.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Prophet Elijah, when you research in the lineage of prophets,
in
the clans where the prophets came from of Israel, he was not in any of that grouping. He just appeared and
they
never heard him from any other place, and just saw him appearing and has come, and he tells King Ahab,
oh,
the Bible said First Kings 17 from verse 1
that,
and Elijah the Tishbite,
who
was an inhabitant of Gilead, he told Ahab, as I stand before the Lord God of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we want to be moving on. Just as we've been told, one of the reasons why the man meant to lead the work of God, the final on the planet Earth, basing in the nation of Uganda, why is he meant to be like Prophet Elijah? The first reason, Prophet Elijah is not that he was known. He was raised by God. He was trained by God. He was prepared by God. They abruptly came, he saw him come in the system.
Was
just a citizen known that he's a citizen. A citizen of Gilead. Went to meet the king, King Ahab, and he told him, you know what,
as stand
for the living God of Israel,
I'm
not going to reign for 3.5 years. Where did he get the boldness? How long he spent to prove he stood before the Lord? What he spoke was to be the exact.
He
spent long being trained by God.
And
when it became the homes of the sons of the prophets, he's the one who moved on to put them in place.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. I want to tell you is this.
obunabbi buno bwava mu Australia.
His prophecy which came from Australia.
Ugwange lya Uganda.
The nation of Uganda.
Okuyita mbanabbi be.
Through his prophets.
Nabbi Wilhelm Wetzel.
Prophet Wilhelm Wetzel.
Ne Emil Klein.
And Emil Klein.
Boba pointing and bagamba.
They point and they say.
Nti mu mulimu gwa Katonda okusema okusema zinga
wesi. God's work on the planet Earth.
Okusinira mu gwange lya Uganda.
The final blessing in Uganda.
Omusajja alina okukulembera.
The man meant to head that
work. Okusooka alinga Elijah.
He's first like Elijah.
Ekyokubi alinga Nabbi Musa.
The second is like Prophet Moses.
Ekyokusatu alinga Kabaka Dawudi.
Third is like King David.
Naye kanka tunuulidde ensonga.
Now we look to the issue.
Lwaki alinga Nabbi Elijah?
Why is he like Prophet Elijah?
Okusooka byonna alina okuba nga teyakulira mu system yabwe.
First, it must have come and it didn't grow in their system. System of the church which existed then.
It's
meant to just abruptly fall on them. Just the citizenship on a certain village.
It
didn't was
Katonda
except God himself.
He trained
himself.
Him
said, as I stand before the Lord, I tell you it's not going to rain. Let's repeat this verse we hear. First Kings chapter 17 from verse 1.
Awo Eliya omutisubi eyali kwaba abatuula e Gileyadi n'agamba kabunti Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri nga wali omulamu gwenyimira mu maaso ge tewabenga musulo newankubadde enkuba mu myaka gino wabula ng'ekigambo kyange bwe kiri.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now they
wondered so much.
Where
has he come from?
Already
the world by then was corrupted, just as Israel.
He
had many false prophets. Now God, and I do create a new thing in the world. Already false prophets are many. Spied my prophets. Everyone I raise up, they capture them.
And he
said, I'm going to get the citizen.
Just
came to reside a city in Israel in Gilead, yet is a Tishbite. The Tishbites, are they Israelites? I'll go train him myself.
I will go
tell them as I stand before the Lord.
Katonda,
the Lord God,
the
living God of Israel.
Mbagambi enkuba tuwabe owadde omusulo okubeera ku muddo,
which is on the grass.
Ne wankubadde enkuba etonya mu myaka esatu n'ekitundu era ng'ekigambo kyange bwe kiri. Yafuruma gye batamanya.
Omanye
ebiro y'ensi yajejjudde bannabbi
b'obulimba.
Isirayiri nga yetuddwa bannabbi b'obulimba baali ebikumi bina.
If you raise up a head, you are the prophet of God. They beat you down.
And
they put you in their group. They enroll you in
them.
And go say what I'm to do now. I'm to choose out my own. I'll train him from the rivers on the brook. He had been there for long. He was trained from there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. You go to this brook and hide there. How did he know it? That's where he was first trained. God separated him, put him aside. For the nation of Israel had gotten corrupted.
In the
false prophets 400, prophets of Baal, and they appeared as the Holy One serving God.
Yet,
hypocrisy, robbing, and all deception.
In
worshipping what is not God. But God did say,
I'm
not to choose among those people. Choose out a person they don't know of. My Elijah. Which meaneth? What does Elijah mean? God is with us.
Hey.
And they called him Emmanuel when he came the second time. But the name remained the same, Elijah.
Now,
you sit, settle down. Listen, why that man? meant to hate God's work on the planet Earth.
And
best in Uganda, part of Africa,
is
meant to be like Prophet Elijah. Must have been chosen, but not in the system of the church which has been
existing.
That system is mixed in false prophets, the false apostles, false pastors, churches which are false.
It's
meant to be gotten out of your systems. You know, always I tell people, I had no religion. I did worship devils. I did nothing. I was hanging there. They called me a pagan, most people. The one without religion. But
you know,
there are some things amazing.
Think
that servant is meant to be like Prophet Elijah. How fast like Prophet Elijah?
Because
can be shown to make an altar as he made the altar. That don't rain. And we work with the angel of rain.
You've seen that,
and also now we do it. Even on Sunday it just happened.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
This
is secret.
You
know, many times we arise out and we think these are honors, but this is work. And being in that God has called you, it's very hard to put yourself there when God has not called you, and you will never do it. You will never fulfill it.
For
it has the one called to do it, to fulfill it, and to be it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, a prophet just comes out. I don't know how you'll tell him that what are you doing? We did
learn that
in Bible college. This one was not in your Bible college.
He
wasn't in your Bible universities.
This one
chosen, God just found him Elijah the Tishbite,
a citizen of Gilead.
He's a citizen. Just a mere citizen. He's there. We know we have a citizen, Elijah.
Yet
there's a place he goes, is trained by God, and he comes back. And he sees them all long.
You
know, he spent 3.5 years. He was being trained. And those are the ones used. Even Jesus used the same years. 3.5 years is spent
training.
The years is spent being trained by God. But because that, in Moses, he went to be trained by God in the world. He had to join to reach 7 years, for it was there 3.5 years. And you have to join both and learn their things. Even King David was in the bush into being trained by God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we are going to look into all that.
As we First Kings
17, let's move on and read as we hear.
First Kings chapter 17 verses 2.
He
told him, you know, Elijah, after you've spoken that, go hide yourself at the brook which heads on at the river Jordan. When
it
was coming the second time, that's the river he baptized in, the river Jordan. All those, you will know them. But what I'm to bring to you is this. He was trained right from there, where he was to hide and to work, do his works there. They tell us in Uganda, the man must be near to the River Nile.
And
these things. But do not stumble on me. I tell you truth in the Bible. I tell Elijah, some of the major points you have to know of him. Why they told you the man meant to head God's final work on planet Earth,
basing
in Uganda, like Prophet Elijah. First thing you to discover on him meant not to have grown in the systems of church existing.
It was
raised by God aside because the church system existed.
It
did many false prophets. False prophets are many. False evangelists. False pastors. Even those
lines.
For not perverting Elijah was meant to train him aside of them.
Basekabaka ekisoke sura ya 10 na 7 olinyolo kubiri.
First Kings 17 verses 2.
Awe kigamu kya mukama ne kimugira nga kyogera. Olinyolo kusatu nti va wano chukoge ende buvanjuba wekweka wali akagga Kerisi akolekera Yordani. Olinyolo kuna awululi tuka ononyweranga mukagga era ndagide bannamungona okukulisizeyo. Olinyolo kutano awo nagenda nakolanga ekigambo kya mukama bwe kyali kubanga yagenda nabeera wali akaga Kedisi akolekera Yordani. Olunyolo omukaaga awo bannamungona ne bamuleteranga emmere n'ennyama enkya n'emmere n'ennyama akawungezi nanywanga mukagga. Olunyolo omusanvu awo lwatuuka ddaki awo lwatuuka ddaki akaga neka awo lwatuuka ddaki akaga ne kakala olw'obutaba nkuba mu nsi. Olw'omunaana awo ekigambo kya mukama ne kimugira nga kyogera. Olunyolo omwenda tigolokoka ogende ezalefaasi ekya Sidoni obeere eyo laba ndagidde omukazi namwandu ali eyo okukuliisanga.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Okuva ku olwo
right from there
mission ne zitandika.
The missions began. Outside of the system of church which existed then. Because that system
that
captured by 400 prophets of Baal. Because church in this generation
is
mixed up with false prophets, false apostles, false pastors, false evangelists. God not get that man, allow him rise up in those systems. It's one of the reasons
why
Prophet Wilhelm Wurtzel
ne Emil Klein.
And Emil Klein, they failed to trace that man.
But
all they fought him in the system which is not in.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. They sold him in a system where God didn't train him. He had put him out of the system, put him aside. That's why they say,
I
come with much expectation. We have gone back totally disappointed. We tried to trace that man
of
the church ahead, and we failed to trace him.
The
problem which was they would have asked
that
God said why the man is to be like Elijah,
and
they would have put him out of the system of the church existing, even religions existing. They would have sought him out of that system. Would they have discovered him? If they had that, they would have discovered him. If they discovered him, they would have enrolled him again in that system, for he was young. A young when they direct him, they do some things. You find you've entered the system and worked in it.
So
we had to hide him as he hid Elijah. Elijah was hidden and trained by God and he learned the ways of God and learned them as God taught him. In the second system and he comes as John Baptist, still he hid him. We are going to see that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But after we discover one of those reasons,
yes, you have
praise Jesus. Understood God hid Prophet Elijah.
raised
out of the system of church and religions which prevailed there because of the false prophets, those which had captured the system of the church in Israel. Even this time he's done it the same way, and it's the way he did it.
He
called that person, put him aside, and he trained him himself. All things of heaven, as the Bible is.
There shouldn't
be anyone who appears that.
That
perhaps is the one who was trained. God wants to prove he's the one in the work himself. And he trained himself that person. And he taught him to profit. Just as he did to Prophet Elijah.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
told him all, how do you stand before the Lord?
How
are the eyes, how many are they? That they are seven. And the angels, them two are seven
groups.
I say it's not going to rain.
But
the angel of water is there.
He
wake up to speak what he never understood. Prophet Elijah spoke, it's not going to rain for 3.5 years. He knew well of the angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You well of the angel of water. Revelation 16, verse 3 unto 5. Angel of water. Angel of creations. If you want to prove those things, in the 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 13 unto 25,
Elijah.
Here who came in the place of Elijah, known as Prophet Elisha, he was surrounded by angels, angels of the horses of fire.
Now
he knew them well. He didn't wake up to speak what he doesn't know.
So,
and one of those reasons why that man is meant to be like Prophet Elijah.
Didn't
grow the system of the church, which is the
system,
neither the religions.
Yet
he was chosen from a certain village, taken aside, trained by God. Came out knowing how he stands before the Lord.
Knew
how the word of God is fulfilled by angels. And as he speaks it, it will be like that. That is one of the reasons. The second reason, that man to be like Prophet Elijah, is man to have come in a battle to fight prophets of Baal. The second reason why man is to be like Elijah, to fight with the false prophets, the prophets of Baal, the prophets of Satan. It means any person, when they say to head this call of the nation, God's final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
is
meant to be like Prophet Elijah.
First,
heard why is to be like Prophet Elijah. We are on the second reason.
He
must fight and win the false prophets, the prophets of Baal,
the
prophets of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Kubanga bobos mamba sekabaka.
When you read the First Kings chapter 18. God speaks like this. Let's come from verse
17.
First Kings chapter 18 from verse
17. Naye gwe n'ennyumba ya kitaawo kubanga mwaleka ebiragiro bya Mukama n'ogoberera babbaali. Olunyolo 19. Kale notuma okuŋŋaanyize gye ndi Isirayiri yenna ku lusozi Kalumeeri Neba nabi babali ebikumi bina muatano.
Have
you heard what he told him?
Nabi Elijah.
Prophet Elijah.
Mupati diye sosinga bwetu.
First part as we've heard of him.
Buya
how he was chosen by God. Outside the church of system which existed in Israel. And he was trained by God. He was taught the word of God. Knew how he would stand before the Lord. He
can
fulfill the word of God. And works with angels.
He
did for the time God told him.
No one
spoke to the world, they didn't see him. He appeared once and disappeared again. And they heard him, he has come back. And this time the work had begun. They met with King Ahab. According to 1 Kings 18, from verse 17 to 20. Now when King Ahab met him, he told him, Elijah, you who troubles Israel, you who brought the prophecy,
you
say it's not going to rain here for 3.5 years. It's you troubling Israel.
We
told him no. You and your mother Jezebel, whom you worship, Baal, Satan, and you leaned on the 400 prophets, the sorcerers. It's you troubling Israel. Now what is this? The battle of fighting false prophets, where we reveal schemes of Satan unto God and his church. Praise Jesus much. Where we see schemes of Satan unto God and his church.
How
made schemes hindering children of God to go back to heaven. And those schemes are separated in three ways. And we separate the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness, even ministers of Satan.
And
we separate the right Christ and his church of the saints, and they are the saints of God, those led by the Spirit of God. And it's not buildings. Buildings are the churches of the false prophets and the ministers who are false, and they have renovated them under the sun, and they have robbed and troubled the church of God, the children of God, the holy ones of God. And there we separate the right gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, from the gospel of the devils, of the things of this world, that filled with twisted of the word of God, to subtract and adding in it. That's the battle you have. And here Elijah fought. And he said the man is to be like Elijah. You must see that when the battle is begun, on this time, the battle is in the spiritual world.
It's
not going to get physical pangles. No.
This
is a battle of the sword of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I want you to think well of that battle. And any person, think be that minister to head that
work.
Ask if they say the servant to be like Elijah. Tell him of one of the things Elijah was, whether you are those things or you are them.
For
second is this one we are seeing. The battle of fighting the false prophets. The prophets of Baal, the prophets of Satan, the ministers of Satan, all of them, those hidden in the name of God. Let us repeat as we hear. 1 Kings 18 verse 17.
Awo lwatuuka Akabu bwe yalaba Eliya, Akabu n'amugamba nti, gwe uno gwe ateganya Isirayiri.
Owulidde bwe omanyi nabbi Elijah ng'amaze okwekweka ebbanga
ddene. After prophet Elijah hid for long, God told him, arise, go show yourself. No, there's no more time of hiding this time. It's time of showing ourselves. Show what we are to do and what we are. And there's no more hiding here.
The man is like Elijah
is there. You still want him to be explained to you in another way?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
don't trouble church, neither Uganda, neither the world. But the false prophets,
they are
ones troubling the church of God. And they trouble even the world. For this is where he speaks in Jeremiah 23.
He
said that corruption came from Jerusalem. The church itself,
even
the prophets and the priests, they had gotten corrupted, and they corrupted the entire world. Now what is this? All gospel coming out from new generation, it's no one fights with who is in righteousness except you.
You
dare be found a prophet of Satan or a minister of Satan, that's the battle you are to hear. Don't touch a hand to slap you,
but by
the word you'll feel your finishing.
We're
not here to trouble Uganda, neither the world, but to bring peace to it.
We come
from the gospel of peace.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. First Kings chapter 18, verse 18.
Nadamu nti nze siteganya Isiraeli naye gwe ne nyumba ya kitaawo kubanga mwaleka ebiragiro bya Mukama n'ogoberera babbali. Olunyolo 19. Kale notuma okunganyize gendi Isiraeli yenna ku lusozi Kalumeri ne bannabbi babbali 450 ne bannabbi babbaseri 400 abali ya ku meza ya Jezebeli.
Owulidde bannabbi bano?
You hear this prophet?
Basukane omanya ababali bali 10.
Those of Baal were 450.
Ababesweli bali bani?
Those of Bethel were 4.
Bali bameka? Nabo bali 400.
Them to be 400.
Awo tuli mulwenda mumeka?
We are there in 850.
Bubaga tagata munse oloza tebawera.
When you join them in this world, don't you think they make that number? Now we want them to gather for us on the mountain of the house of God, the rightful church, the church of the holy ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Then we contend of that on the mountain of the house of the Lord, which is to be on the top on the latter days, whether they are buildings or they are the holy ones of God.
Where
we support the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches. The right Christ and his church, the holy ones, both is coming back for, and they have no sport, no wrinkle. The false Christ and their churches, the buildings they are furnished well, where they best torment the children of God, and they rob them in those they ask them to give out. Now we want to stand and see.
We
call them on the mountain of the household of God. That meant to be on the top, above all the other mountains. What happened on those issues? When we got the vision, God sent us men from those nations, like these from Australia, and they show us how issues are meant to be. We don't let a heart to seek why the man they says to be like that. That's where the point is, to help not be conned.
And
the person claims to lead that work, and
they
shouldn't waste your time until you discover is the one.
Amen.
Don't you go with the one who is not, you're going to waste time. There's no work done.
Amen.
When we had last time in the Acts, those who went with Sudath, even Judas, they wasted their time. There was no work done. Jesus was to be born the real one.
And
even signs marked of him, even scripture spoken of him, immediately began to fulfill them.
The
servant should be like Prophet Elijah. The second reason we are on is meant to be ready to fight with the prophets of Baal, the prophets of Satan, the false prophets, all the servants of Satan, all of them. Not the physical battle, but the spiritual battle. Not with the physical sword, but with the sword of the word of God. First Kings 18 verses 20.
Nakunganyiza bannabbi ku lusozi Kalumeri. Olunyolabirimu olumu, awera Eliya n'asemberera abantu bonna. N'ayogera nti mulituusawo okutta aga naaga nga mulowooza wabiri. Mukama oba ye Katonda mumugoberere. Naye oba Baali, kale mumugoberere ye.
Ekiseera kya kwawula.
It's time to separate.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
For
Elijah told them, how long you children of Israel will be standing in two opinions?
One to
see the living God and the one who is not. The one who serves him and never serves him. The righteous and the unrighteous.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus. It's what is spoken in Malachi. Chapter 3,
16
into
18.
Send the book of remembrance in the world.
Those
who fear the Lord thought of his name. In the verse 18
it said,
when you get back, you will separate the righteous and the righteous. The one who serves God and who never serves him. The time we are in of prophet Elijah is no more being two-sided. If you serve God, stand as his word is. If you don't serve him,
leave
the word of God from deceiving in it. You sell your trees of sorcery, even rings. You say, I am a business person. Every head of the person in my congregation, I see money in them.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. The time we are in, not asking who is the first prophet
to separate
that this is false, this is right.
We wonder who is right.
Maybe this is wrong. It's time to separate who is false and who is right.
And
to bring knowledge of schemes of Satan and to God and his church.
And
bring the journey of heaven.
We see
who of you move these people the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, the journey of going back to heaven.
Madini,
in his religion, or it's salvation prevailing. Or in there there is deception.
They are
workers of money looking things of the world. Now they being not sure which side you're on is ending. Who is not right, it ends today. The man like Elijah when he comes, that is they are out browsing in the world. Focus television. My goodness. You're going to hear. That's when you know Elijah is in the world, or the man like Elijah.
Even
the prowess began already, you know that. Others say that one steals our people. These are God's people. God moves now looking for his own sheep. Those you had made your own, let them go back be God's people and they be the children of God. Those you had birthed,
they
claim to be spiritual fathers.
Let
them go back to their father in heaven. Had not their plan.
Not
heaven to put them in. But our Father in heaven was his
heaven.
He prepared the good home.
He
built a city for us where we are to be.
That's
what you have to know on prophet Elijah. Why did
say
that man
is
like prophet Elijah?
He arises,
being not sure where you are.
You don't know
whether you serve God or don't serve him.
But
they
sent
him with the full knowledge of God.
It
will give us the parts of halves here. We want to know who is serving God.
They did
go with his full knowledge. And the one who has been calling us,
that ministry,
we are a new generation with the full knowledge of God.
We
want to take away being
unsure.
You serve the living God or you're scorning. Or you are trying to attach yourself into him. You use the name of the Lord to rob the world, even to rob his church, even to destroy them, and you hold the book of God, and you single out what you want, and you twist them, and you subtract and add in what you want. That's the work of prophet Elijah, destroying the false prophets, the servants of Satan, the servants of Baal. 850 prophets.
Those
of Satan. And we are not now sure who serves, who never serves God. This one of Kawala who gives trees, or the one of Mulago who gives water, or the one of P5. Is it of 77 dogs? Is it Benny Hinn?
Yani,
who is that one? Who is serving God? Please not be sure it's ending. Now
God,
we bring full knowledge of God in
our
son. Who serveth God?
And
who never serves him? That's why they tell you servants like prophet Elijah, no more being not sure this time. Who is serving, who never serves God? The battle arose long time.
And
they said the servant said Elijah, and you don't know?
Or
long did you see that battle? Others say this is the man who blows out. Now you blow out deception in people's heads. And we put in knowledge.
That
he steals our people. Me, I don't steal you. I don't steal you from your places.
We,
here we preach and you come.
The
shepherd who looks for you, the living God, who looks for his sheep. He promised in Ezekiel, he will go inquiring of them as a man looks for his sheep or his lost child, and he brings them back. Praise Jesus.
Don't
know if you understood that as point well. This world, these people ask who perverted, who got lost. It's on which station?
Dream TV.
I hear know what you believe. Those programs they put there. Let me tell you, ask him about God, and you also ask God where he is.
And
we all sit them down to ask them. Can I ask Satan whether you are God? And I also ask God, are you God? Who got lost? Bring a wisdom. We know who is lost. We ask him who got lost. Now that is yours. We too will left it to you. But we've been sent in this work, the final on the planet Earth, just as prophet Elijah, destroying the prophets of Baal and the prophets of Satan. the false prophets, the ministers of Satan,
and
bring the world never to begin not be sure again. Asking, who are we serving?
Who
is serving God and who is never serving Him? We bring the light of the full knowledge to bring unto you to separate the righteous and the unrighteous. The one who serves God and who never serves Him. We are going to stop not being sure.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
He
didn't know why
he's
to be like Elijah.
Those
are the points you have to handle in your head.
Amen.
Finish the false prophets. The prophets and servants who are false. Servants of Satan. And we bring to the world to separate the righteous and the unrighteous. The one who serves God and who never serves Him.
And
bring the light of the full knowledge of God. And we expose schemes of Satan.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
He
moves on and he says, First Kings 18:21.
Mukama obaye Katonda, mumugoberere. Naye oba Baali, kale mugoberere ye. Abantu nebata damu chigambo.
But nobody was so bad.
People too were also confused.
Nebaga.
They did answer a word.
Kubangorwe nobody to make a
for them too were not sure of God.
Bayari Sitani,
Baal, Satan,
never nabibe,
and his prophets, the false ones, even his ministers, they were working miracles.
Chokanga banabiba Katonda.
Prophets of God.
Nabote bachara bikako.
Them too were not appearing anymore. And they said now. Now what should we answer?
The
Uganda Kawala in Uganda is a sorcerer, or the one of P5 is a sorcerer? We too, we don't know. These are the people who answered that. Maybe the prophet of Mulago in Uganda.
You are Katonda.
Is he the one of God?
Or
the one of the dogs, 77? That no, we don't know. People didn't answer a word. We know nothing. You, Elijah, it's you who knows. Now bring the proof to us.
We,
the issue of deciding we don't have it.
You know
where the entire world is starting. Still asking who is serving God, who is never serving Him. They're not sure. What
we
happened? Servants of Satan, they come with miracles. Yet those of God, they also have miracles. The difference on the servants of God, they first had the word of God and then miracles followed.
Now,
those in the world forgot it.
They think
what is preached is the word of God, and they have preached desirings of this world and the things in it, and they forget preaching the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God and the righteousness.
Now
you do no more remember them.
There
you say, what's moving on? God had to send you that man in the midst of the world who is like Elijah. Help you to cease to be not sure who is serving God and who is not serving
Him.
And who is God and who is not God. The time has come.
Amen.
Let us hear.
First Kings 18:22. Nesite kamuliro wansi lwabiri mwenya kale mwe mukabirire linyali ya Katonda wa mwe nange nakabirire linyali ya Mukama kale katonda naddamu n'omuliro oyabe katonda.
Inabagamba kati ekiriwo
kiriwo. Told him what is this?
I've remained
as the prophet of God standing. That's how prophet Elijah said.
It's true
in the physical standing. He was the one standing in the word of God. Others were there, the 50 had gotten afraid and they had been hidden.
But
this one was the one moving. I don't fear. I'm going to speak them.
Other
50 prophets were there. They had hidden.
You know,
among you, the people who stay. We
are
still on track. Nothing you can come out to speak. Now you are the other 50 prophets. You hidden in the ditch down there.
You're down there.
Give you little food down there.
Elijah,
they are moving and preaching truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Apostles
said, we don't speak of those things. We don't speak of false prophets. Let us leave them.
Yes,
prophets are to be there, even the actions. Prophecy of fighting them to stands.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They are being in place with no knowledge of it. False prophets, the servants of Satan, Bible
says
Matthew 24, they will be there. But they are being there. Bible says,
and
those who know they are God, they will do exploits. And they will turn many. We don't refuse them to be there. But we have to remain in the battle.
But
they can take even the elects of God.
For
our laziness, we meant to save them.
Bible says
they will pervert many.
It's
possible even the elects.
Matthew
24. Say that.
But
because of elects, God raises men to stand in this season. And men, women. Let's leave them. We should fight. They told you when they come, we leave them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
what happened to bring an offering to God?
No, according to Isaiah
19 to 21, they said those people, they will come with an offering and a gift unto the Lord. We give an offer what?
Now,
giving a sacrifice of God.
We
first get contrite and broken. And
we
bring the fragrance of knowledge. The aroma of knowledge
and
in every place.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
in all brethren, no wasting more time. Prophets of Baal, you know what they did. They cut their bullock, as they said, and they prepared their altar.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Things failed to work.
Because
demons, they worshipped the fallen angels.
The
angels of the chains had already passed through and imprisoned them. And Elijah mocked them, saying, maybe your God is sleeping. Let's read verse 27 we hear.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They are going to
begin prayers from now onwards, and no prayer works. They will call demons. Those they work with
divine
net and the normal divine net. They will make all the trickery like bat monkey tricks, and they don't work.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
kubanga nabi Elijah atachekweka
kwa msaji
ya ringa Elijah atachekweka
avude
yo kukora
come out, nee. Out to work
ade yasoka kubalaga ku echo kyali no kubala
show them of what is to be
ni tumaze na myaka
ebi the time we spend here 2 years
obaddo okakasibwa okusoka katonda mulaba
been proven before you saw and heard of that.
You
see, in times of being preached to whether he's the one.
All messages,
2 years. Still you've not seen him. If it began spoken like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I am the one. Everyone.
Before
you knew of all messages how they are to be. This man too, he claims to lift himself.
He
people have Isaiah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We would
say people. That man. What is he going to preach?
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
So the Twagala Kumarabu Debulara.
We don't want to waste any more time waiting. That the seasons of ahead of doing this work. Seasons have begun.
Amen.
There's no more waiting. Let them read for us, we hear.
First Kings 18:27.
You
know, in the noon,
in the
noon of much sunshine, speak of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. God commanded much light,
light
which is filled of knowledge, and
shines
in darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The light of the full knowledge and shone in darkness.
Wow.
Even the much power it's been given us. And we come back, begin to mock God. The prophets of Baal, the servants of Satan, and their gods. Now we have much light.
When
you
pass
John of heavens, you know much. When you start the schemes of Satan and you understand much, you
spawn
Satan and it too is, will be surprised. You
are
prophet Elijah, you know. You
have
angels of the chain. Get demons, but don't pass through. And they arrest them and they make a meeting, and you say call them, maybe they are sleeping.
Hallelujah. Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Elijah began to mock them, the prophets of Satan, prophets of Baal, the servants of Lucifer.
He
knew well they had already been bound and captured. Angels of the chains. Revelations 20, verses 1 and 2. They are led by angel Abaddon. Revelations
9:11.
Their army is 200 billion. Revelations 9:16. In Jude 1:6, they bound the other angels who didn't keep their dominions.
Now,
as them to mock, he knew where they had been captured from.
He knew
what you call God. Those are demons. They have been captured long time.
So
you call them.
But
you have been using demons which divinate. 1660 and to 20 new demons had been arrested, they no more divinate. And they say perhaps God is sleeping, maybe he's busy, maybe he's on a journey,
if
he's sleeping, let's awake him. Praise the Lord Jesus, brethren. I want to testify of what the Spirit has told us. The battle began. I got a vision, and we are in a mosque. Even Apostle was there, but was preaching the word.
But
I was far, I couldn't listen well.
As
praying that Allah Wakbal, and Apostle spoke once. The fire of Jesus, let it burn. The fire, let it three times. And Apostle said, they wanted to put us in their shrine. And all Muslims arose to look and they began to jeer themselves. And that's where it ended.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now, what is going to happen in the world? It's not a battle of flesh and blood, but the light with darkness. Light of the word of God, light of knowledge,
and it
fights with darkness of Satan, deception of Satan, schemes of Satan, how
it
masquerades as angel of light. It brings twisted words, those
they
have subtracted and added in, and appear to be like of God, yet they are not.
I don't
think much of that word. You as Uganda,
and Uganda,
the friend of Uganda,
now
you called in this work all over the world.
You
know, if we are to be like Elijah in the world, what are we to do? Even though we give an Elijah, Elijah had to get other Elijahs. The battle we had in this nation, not one nation like it was in Israel. One Elijah handled Israel alone, but we had on handle the entire world. Means Elijah should not be one. Must multiply himself into many.
Those
who are contenders to fight Baal.
Those
fight Satan and his prophets. Let us move on. We hear.
First Kings 18:28. Nebogerera waguru, nebesala, nobwambe, n'amafumu, ng'engeri yaabwe bwe yali, okutuusa omusaayi lwe gwakulukutira ku bo. Awolwatu ketuntu beriali limenyese nebalagula okutuusa ekiseera ekyokuwaayo ekitone ekyakawungezi naye ne watabaddoboozi ne wankubadda ddamu n'omu ne wankubadda ssaayo omwoyo.
Kakati ekiseera kituuse.
Now time has come.
Kambabulire mwe bannabbi ba Satan.
Let me tell you, prophets of Satan.
Waba weereza ba Satan.
You servants of Satan.
Madini ne mburokozi
bw'obulimba. False salvation.
N'abalugu b'omu
nsi. Even sorcerers, wizards of the world.
Kola buli saddaka.
You're going to do every sacrifice.
Mwesale isale.
You will cut yourselves.
Mukulukuse emisayi.
You will push blood from yourself.
Mulagule lagule ku ma TV ne ku ma radio.
Television and radio.
Mbukundia ojja kufa
gwe. That you will die.
Wapi?
No death.
They will
be violent even on this world. Words which are lifted high, yet they will never happen.
When
I just reached Entebbe Road, there was a ministry called Amazing Grace. It was right there at Zana, at the market opposite Entebbe Road. When I arrived there, I came to speak of the call of Uganda and the journey of heaven and schemes of Satan.
When
I speak of the call of nation,
point
we reached, I spoke of the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
2014.
It was the June. It was July.
Na ye,
but
wajao na biao,
there came a prophet. And he was struggling to fight with that
war.
And he brought
wagenda kubera
war. There's going to be a war.
Era mutegeke mmere.
And begin to keep food. People in the synagogue began to fear. What I spoke, they fought it. And the president is not going to be
re-elected.
And he was proclaiming another
place.
I told them he's going to be re-elected.
Amen.
And the people rose up. And they broke themselves into two. Teacher Harriet was there.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
I told them,
the president is coming back. You elected him when? 2016. Did he not come back? The war happened.
People told them,
I stood, said, there's no war. And they fought with God. I saw them in the vision. God had kicked them.
And kicked
them falling into
market.
On the way. Chased them from that place. Ask them, me, are they still there?
Pastor,
what are you telling us?
As
the word of God was, it's the way it happened on them. They are no more there. And God exchanged them. Everything they were to do on Entebbe Road, he removed it, he put it here. Those days I was just moving myself. When he chased them, he told me, you know what? I had put them there, you have a beginning. And they refused, I chased them. He chased them. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm adding emphasis on the issue Apostle speaks of. Me, God showed me a bit that ministry two times. I told my wife, let's pray for the ministry because I've seen God beat amazing grace. He brought floods and they blew off from the pulpit. And it was flowing, and they cut to the market, and the way rain came and swept off everything, and that finished. The second time, and the door came out, and it shifted to the side. And I found the pastor. I had put off my shoes. I asked her, where are you going? And she was angered. She told me, I don't know where I'm going. When I heard that, I came back, closed my shoes. When I entered, a whirlwind came to sweep off the synagogue. I told my wife that ministry is gone. May God bless you. But what caused it? When God took me from the side of Lunguja in Kampala, he told me, I take you now to Entebbe Road. I want to close that way. I don't want any thief, a false prophet. First of all,
the
Pope to come again in Uganda to confuse it. When he was coming, we made a conference at Chitende, and we cut him off. They did what they did, nothing was moving on.
And he told me,
I'm going to first give you the entire Entebbe Road.
Amen.
But
we
count where you come from, right from the airport. There must be people coming from there, and they come here. After we get that road, all roads are finished, the others.
And
you put a ministry on Entebbe Road this time. I don't
accuse
you, for you weren't born again. But if you come and you're false, you will not stand. That is very hard. And it will reach entire Uganda. And you no more can begin a ministry that which not stood on God. There is no praise in ourselves. You start it, you will see. Starting thinking to rob people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want our fellow born again.
And
we love all the people. But we don't want liars. Join with Lucifer, do deception on the world.
But
we pray for you all be saved. And you'll know the truth.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
You
know, in that word, let me give you an example. You may have your brethren in football, and you'd have wished to support them. You too, you see they miss the ball so much. In football, they don't do anything. Yet there are those who are powerful. Now you decide to support who? We would have wanted to support one again. But you see that they're all shameful. And you don't support them.
You decide
to preach to all the truth. Wanted to support them wherever they are. But deception is much. Yet they have pride. Yet they are not ready to change. It means
us
to first choose people outside.
Yet
those of the household, they are the ones who smoke cocaine openly.
No,
but you go on children of the neighbors.
I
choose them to smoke cocaine. Those of your house, on the door to your house, smoking. And they are smoking cocaine. Judgment begins from the house.
When they
speak of our brothers, the born again.
Yet,
not that we don't love them.
But
take away unrighteousness from our midst. First bring judgment in our house. In the house of salvation.
Amen. First
Kings 8 in verse 30.
Aweria n'agamba abantu bonna nti munsemberere. Abantu bonna ne bamusemberera. Na David z'ekyoto kya Mukama ekyali kisuuliddwa. Olwasatu mwe rumu. Aweri anadira mainja 12 ngomuwendo bweguli ogwebika ebyabana ba Yakobo eyajirwe ekigambo kya Mukama ngachogera nti Isirayiri linabanga erinnya lyo olwasa tumebiri nazimba mainja okuba ekyoto mu linnya lya Mukama nasima olusalo salo okwetoloola ekyoto obunene bwalo olujyamu ebigero bibiri ebyensigo olwasa tumesatu nasindikira enku natindikira enku natematemente nateka ku nku nayogera nti mujuza amapipa ana amazzi mugafuke ku kiweebwayo ekyokebwa ne ku nku lwasa tumenya awo nayogera nti mukolebwe mutyo omulundi ogwokubiri ne bakola bwe batyo omulundi ogwokubiri nayogera nti mukolebwe mutyo omulundi ogwokusatu ne bakola bwe batyo omulundi ogwokusatu
lwaki mirundi esatu
why three times they poured on water three times for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He moves in the norms or in the ways of God.
First
Kings 18
verse 35. Nolusalosalo amazzi. Olwasa tumu mukaga awolwatu kamusere chokuwa ekitone ekyakaungezi Eliya nabbi nasembera nayogera nti ayi Mukama Katonda wa Ibrahimu wa Isaka ne Isirayiri kitegerewe lero nga gwe Katonda mu Isirayiri era nga nze ndi mudduwo era nga nkoze bino byonna lwa kigambo kyo olwasa tumu musanvu mpulira ayi Mukama mpulira abantu bano bamanye nga gwe Mukama gwe Katonda era ngo kyusize mitima gyabwe okuddayo lwasa tumo munana awo muliro gwa Mukama negugwa ekiweebwayo ekyokebwa n'enku n'amayinja n'enfuufu negukombera ddala amazzi agali mu lusalo salo awasatu mwenda awo abantu bonna bwe bakiraba ne bavunnama amaaso gaabwe ne boogera nti Mukama ye Katonda Mukama ye Katonda
amina
Amen.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
How
they did as the way of God is.
He
made an altar of 12 stones as
the
tribes of Israelites are, as
homelands
Jerusalem of heaven are. Praise Jesus much. And he put wood on it, put an offering of a bullock, and they poured water on it three times for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he bowed down to pray to God.
And
God answered with fire and it licked off the meat, the firewood, the altar, the soot, and all the water. He was working with this angel. Revelations 14:18. Angel of fire.
Wow.
All those started them in the journey of heaven.
And don't
think we speak of what we don't know. We know how it happened. This time,
we
are not going to get sacrifice of bulls.
The
sacrifice was offered for sin unto the Lord.
When
it tells us in Hebrews 10, from verses
8
and 12,
no more
any sacrifice to be offered for sin. Offered his son once to cleanse those who cleansed. But right now, because the sacrifice is there, we want to lighten the fire of the word of God.
Jeremiah
23 saying, the word of God is a hammer which crushes rocks and is a consuming fire.
Time
we want to lighten the fire of the word of God.
To
fire from the sky to come on the world.
This
time is not going to be enough.
Bible
has
where
it speaks in Revelations.
Those
prophets will reach a point called fire. And it's a competition. We call it, they will also call it. Bible
says
they will call fire and it will fall down. Angels went back to prepare it.
Now, that's
not some of the things we have to stand on this time.
Stand
on the fire of the word of God.
And
it's one of the things we are better than them.
We have
the light of the full knowledge of the word. All miracles will be just trying to confirm. But there is a little change right from that of Elijah in the era of King
Ahab.
Why they say the man is like? Some of them are like and others will change to add in more power.
You're
not going to call them to begin to cut animals. No. Others say, when will are we preparing for that? We put a fire, they bring their bull. We
when
offering was offered, it's Jesus.
We no more need contend
over offerings of animals.
Even
fire, we don't lighten the physical fire.
We don't
call usual fire. First, draw close the fire of the word of God. That which licked the altar.
And
with the offering with the water.
And it
told us the word of God.
It's a
rock which crushes. It's a hammer crushing rocks. And it's a consuming fire. Follow us, but the words speak it to you to where you will be, will tremble.
And you
have strength to raise a hand to ask of any question. And spoiling like fire. In
Luke 24,
he said, when he explained the word of God, and they felt the burning in their hearts,
that's
what to be first to light.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now let's finish here. Why this man Made the call on nation Uganda. God's final work on planet Earth.
Basing
in Uganda. Why to be like Prophet Elijah? To fight the prophets of Satan. The prophets of Baal. The ministers of Satan. Brings people no more to be not sure. Who is serving God and who is not serving him? Who is righteous and who is not?
And
who is God and who is not God?
Basekabaka ekisoke sura ya 18
verse 40.
Aweriya nabagamba nti mukwate bannabi babbali waleme kuona nomu. Ne babakwata Eliya nabaserengesa Eliya kagga Kisoni nabattireyo. Olwana mulumu. Aweliya nagamba kabunti goloko kolionywe kubanga waliwo kuuma kwenkuba nyingi olwana mwebiri au akabuna goloko kokulya nokunywa Eliya nalinya kuntiko ya Kalumeri navunna makutaka nateka masoge wakati wa mavivige olwana mwesatu nagamba omuduwe nti yambuka nno olengera wali ennyanja nalinya nalengera nayogera nti tewali kintu
praise Jesus.
We
finished and the prophets of Baal were killed. Prophets of Satan,
servants of Satan
have been killed with swords.
Yet
remember this time, no one looking to anyone with a sword, physical. But Hebrews 4, verse 12 it says, the word of God is double-edged sword and it's living and it's active and it separates the spirit and the life, the thoughts and the intents, the bones and the marrows.
And
to him we bring our word, all things are laid bare. On this time, we cannot use the sword of the panga to hunt the prophets of Satan or the servants of Satan, but the sword is of the word of God. That's why he speaks Isaiah 28 9 to 13, that the word of the Lord, let's read there, that's
where
it's come for them.
Isaya esura ya 28 olinyolo mwenda.
Isaiah 28 verses 9.
Ani gwali igiriza okumanya era ani gwali tegeze bibulirwa ababaleseyo kuyonka era bavudde kumabere olinyolo 10 kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro. Ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Wano katono au katono.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Utaru mkama jahalu tutaga.
The battle where God is taken, it is the same. Right now we're deciding to bring his word. To proclaim it and make his people understand it. And it is 2 to 4 commands. Over every issue which Bible teaches. 2 to 4 scriptures on every issue the Bible teaches.
And
right from the Old Testament and the New. Verse 14 he said this. Isaiah 28 verse 13.
Olunyiriri kulunyiriri. Wano katono au katono. Bagende bagwe bugazi. Bamenyeke. Bategebwe. Bakwatibwe.
Sawa ya kubatema.
It's time to capture them. The battle this time changed. It's gone in the spiritual world. The word of God is a double-edged sword. That's where it's come for them. Command by command. Command by command. 2 to 4 commands in the above. Issue taught off from the Bible. No more working where there are not 2 to 4 scriptures. No more moving by them.
They
a command or a half scripture.
Nangambira kibajide.
It sets comfort them.
Runyiri kurunyiri.
Scripture by scripture.
Runyiri kurunyiri.
Scripture by scripture.
Enyiri biri kunya.
Put to four scriptures.
No kudda wa
guru. And above.
Kumisonga yona Bible je yigiriza.
But every issue which Bible teaches.
Wano kanwali kato.
Yeah, a little there a little.
Okuva muda gane
bia. From the Old Testament
Nenkadi.
And the New.
Bagende bakolechi.
There will be.
Tusomere kikamu kukamu kwa
mbogabo. One by one.
Bagende bakole ya batia.
That they may go and fall.
Bagende bakwe bugazi.
Barino kukua.
They have to fall.
Tobala bana untiko jiwa
bandewe wanese. Don't you see them the top that reason
banabiba Satan.
The prophets of Satan.
Chigamba agenda ba wanura yobu
gajo. The one is to snatch them from up there.
Aha.
Bamenyeke.
Okumenyeka.
They are going to get broken.
Umanjima nabiba bayari luliba aba kuba
kuba. They beat them.
Baba tema tema ne wabasara.
Cut them.
This
time, the word has a way has come.
Ship
the battle from the physical to the spiritual.
He's
going to break them. But we are just preaching.
And
he breaks those bones. All the ribs.
And
they will be snared.
Buriabadanya ganga
buyaye ropes and their ethics.
Amadini nezikirize zo bulimba.
And false beliefs.
Abarogo.
The sorcerers.
Namu abelimbise mbiyoboroko zisso simbu.
Put yourself in salvation if you're not.
Nabiraija. Obo musaji aligeraija atusi.
A man like Elijah arrived.
Okuba kwato kuba menya.
Now to get break you.
Mpozi kisemba yo nachi.
It ends with what?
Bakwatibwe.
Okukwata emisege jonna.
Capture all the wolves.
Ejibade jamba de dibali
yendiga. Those which close the sheepskin.
Don't
we have to lighten the
altar?
They tell you it is like. Some things will be the same. Others will be more empowered.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
when you reach there, don't wait for any physical panga. That man
meant to
head the work of God. The
last in
the planet Earth.
From
Uganda,
Uganda
part of Africa. Meant to be like Prophet Elijah. The third reason. Preparing the way of the Lord. Tell me of another. The one you know who is in this work.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
It's
not the one standing before you.
It's
the one who preaches to you today. Have you ever heard of preparing the way of the Lord? Who preparing the coming back of Jesus?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We are on the third reason. Time is what's left us. Tomorrow we shall not be able. Let's finish it as like three scriptures.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much.
The
third reason. Why that man is meant to be like Prophet Elijah. Second way, prepare the way of the Lord. Just as he first came, prepare the way of the Lord.
But
the man be like Prophet Elijah. That man is not the
Elijah.
But things Elijah did, he has to do them all.
Elijah
came here the second time as John the Baptist. He was birthed the second time on the world.
Elijah
appeared in the era of King Ahab.
Then
we seen in the Kings, 1 Kings 17 and the 18.
They say
he has to be born again
on
the world to prepare the way of the Lord.
When
Jesus was to be birthed from the world, they first sent Elijah. Prophet Elijah. He came as John the Baptist.
That
prepares the way of the Lord Jesus.
Of
dying for us. Man to head the work of God. The last on planet Earth. Be like Prophet Elijah.
He
too must have come to prepare the way of the Lord. His second coming. They say the camera, the batteries are over.
Memory.
Me too, may God bless you.